went back to Lincoln Hospital. And I think this was 1966 when I finished my endocrine rotation. And practiced internal medicine with Dr. Curry, and who was in internal medicine, and with Dr. Moore, who was practicing OBGYN, the three of us. I told you Dr. Watts was there as a chief. He's in surgery. And there were two additional residents in surgery at Lincoln Hospital, Dr. White and Dr. Ballard, who was working with Dr. Watts. Well, all of those doctors left slowly, the one I just named, the latter four names. And so I told the superintendent of the hospital, I said, if you don't get help for me in 3 years, I told him I'm going to give you 3 years to recruit somebody else, so I cannot take care of a hospital by myself. It's 24/7, I'm going to need help. And that's after that, I'm gone. And anyway, down to about 6 months before the rotation, he hadn't gotten anybody, so I said, I don't know whether you know it or not. I said, I really was not just whistling in the air. I was serious. I really am leaving. You know what I'm saying? I already talked to Dr. Henry. I was going to go back to Howard. So I got a telephone call from Dr. Stead, chairman of medicine and the physician chief of Duke Hospital. Dr. Stead was a cardiologist par excellence. He is the one, mm-hmm. with his help, is the one who discovered catheters. Catheterization. He and his mate did the first catheter studies. Anyway, he's the chair of medicine. He called me up one day and said to me, he said, Dr. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to come to my office. I need to talk to you. Nobody liked to talk to Dr. Stead because he was never the person who sat around talking fire chat. Mm-hmm. He only talked business. Good or bad, didn't matter. Most people thought it'd be bad, so nobody wanted to go see him. So anyway, I went to see Dr. Stead. It's Charles, I would like to invite you to join the staff at Duke. I said, Dr. Stead, I really appreciate you inviting me. It had never been on my mind to be in academic medicine, certainly not at Duke. And I can already tell you, most of my patients hate Duke. I'm not so sure they would come. Mm-hmm. And if they don't come, I'm not. He said, well, write them all a letter, explaining the details, and if they agree to come, we'll be glad to transfer you over since we have you here. He said, everybody else is gone. We train you ourselves, so we know your capabilities and what you can do, and we'd be glad to have you.